Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So I've been approached to do a reality TV show. And it's not the first. I mean, when you do a show like this, I think when casting directors come into town and they start asking people, like, do you know anybody that might fit into this TV show? We're top of mind because we've done the show here for so long.
And it's also like a win-win because we'll talk about it on the radio.
There you go. So over the years, I've been approached to do a couple of different reality TV shows. But look. If we want to be smart about it, we know what these things are about, right? They're just going to create tension in your house and in your life. Most reality TV shows don't do well if everything's fine with the cast, right? So for a couple of different times, I was approached to have my whole family in a reality TV show. And when I dug a little bit deeper, there was one that I realized that as they were putting these couples together, the show really wasn't about the guys on this show. It was about our wives not getting along. I could just tell by the cast that they were putting together that they were putting together all alpha females. And I could just see in my mind, because this is sort of what we do for, we're in kind of the same business, right? Entertainment. And we know what works and what doesn't. Drama sells, right? So I've always turned it down. I didn't want cameras in my house ever. I do appreciate my private time. And I just try to avoid any kind of stress. And inviting cameras into your house knowing that they're going to stir up drama. I didn't need that in my marriage. It was suffering anyway. So I wasn't going to add to that. But
kudos to you for making that decision, because quite a few people need to make the same one and they don't.
That's right. It rarely ends well, right? Yeah. But this one, at least on the first email, and I got a follow-up today, feels innocent enough, except... it's going to be focusing on one of my kids.
No, no, no.
You don't even know what it is yet.
I don't care. No.
You don't even know what it is yet.
If you don't want to do reality TV, why would you want your child to do reality TV?
Let me just I would do it with him.
Of course.
And he doesn't even know about this yet. I haven't even run this by him. I haven't even run this by my ex-wife. I would never sign off on this without getting her permission also.
Of course.
So the email reads, my name is... I won't use their name, blank, and I'm a casting director for a possible new reality TV show in town. I got your name from a few people and have listened to your show now. I think you might be perfect for what we're looking for. The first time I listened to your show, you were discussing a mistaken home fecal test, and I thought, well, at least I know this guy isn't afraid to share his personal life. That's for sure. And then they're right, huh? Anyway, we're looking for families that are going through the process of picking and getting accepted to colleges. That's my son. My junior, Hollis, is looking at schools right now, trying to determine which one he wants to go to. We understand you have a son that is just beginning this process now. Our show intends to focus on the stresses and triumphs as parents go through this important process with their kids. It's going to be an exciting show that mirrors the lives of a few students and their families going through this process together. If you're interested, I'd love to discuss more and provide you answers to your questions. Looking forward to hearing from you.
No. No.
Okay, so I agree with you. Like, my knee-jerk reaction to this is, okay, no, but then I'm looking at it going like, I mean, what kind of drama could they possibly stir up?
You have no
idea.
That
would make him uncomfortable, our relation, put a stress on our relationship. This one seems as innocent as any of the offers that I've had before.
What would the benefits be?
Well, the silence is definite.
Yeah.
That would be my first question.
And I haven't even asked him about it. I don't know if this is something that he'd really be into or not. I mean, for the benefit for us, I mean, we would get some notoriety for the show, I guess.
Yeah.
But not, I don't want to cost, not at the cost of my relationship with my kid.
You're putting his academics on blast. You're putting your financials on blast. Like, he has a dream school he doesn't get into. And then he's like, that's now being, you know, aired nationally. I feel like there's so many downsides to this. Rather than an upside. Like, you can document this journey on our show.
Right.
And that way you have that in...
I can control the narrative.
Exactly. This, you have zero control over. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything... It sounds like a cool show that I would watch. It would be interesting. My issue is with... And I've seen this with companies that aren't reality shows that are just much lesser... You have to sign over the rights to use your image however they want in perpetuity for whatever reason. And so that would be my whole hang up is giving my kid's likeness to some company to literally use however they want for the rest of his life worldwide. They can make him look however they want. Mm. They could put his face on any image. It doesn't even have to do with the reality show, I'm assuming, because that's what most of these blanket lawyer statements cover now, just to safeguard the company. But like, I was going to go to an event at my alma mater, and their image agreement, like, if you go to this event, you're agreeing to X, Y, and Z. And I was like, absolutely not. I am not going to sign my kid up so you can use her face for the rest of her life in marketing however you want. And they're just safeguarding themselves. Like, I understand it's like lawyer speak. They're just crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's to be safe. But you're really signing away so much.
You know, and as again, we're sort of in the same entertainment type deal. We don't focus just on reality type stuff and drama. But as I was putting this whole show together in my mind, looking what they're looking for me, this is like a really exciting time for me and Hollis and his mom also, in that he's coming home from school and he's like, you know what? I think Temple's the top of my list now. And then I'd ask him to rank, you know, what his most desirable schools are. And, you know, he and I getting in a car and going to Ole Miss. And then, by the way, he's into LSU now also.
Oh, yeah. Go Tigers.
It's so funny that he has accidentally picked schools that are really desirable for him for sports marketing that are represented by everybody in here. He wants to go to Kentucky. He's thinking Kentucky,
nice.
NC State, and LSU now also. Not Florida.
Kids lost.
So, I could kind of see like the cameras following us through that process, and he's taking his grades so seriously now because this is really in front of him and he's working so hard. Nice. And I just thought it would kind of, I don't know. I can see it working.
I'd say go back and make sure you read all of the email, because you're kind of known for not reading all of the emails, because I don't want somewhere at the bottom to be like, oh yeah, and you two have to be naked.
Choosing a school and naked?
Naked and afraid on campus?
Al Shea, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, Burt Show family. Yeah, I don't think it's really a good idea, for the simple fact that you've been doing this business for years, and him doing that is going to kind of throw him into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to know who you are. They're going to know who he is. They're going to know his mistakes that you talked about on the radio. And then, you know, you're going to have to deal with the sponsors and stuff that might want to use him because of your name. It's just a lot that he hasn't been, you know, given as far as the entertainment business.
Nah, you're right.
You are a part of.
You're right. One positive could be like, he's really, really into soccer and he's pretty dang good at it. So maybe if we do this thing, a school sees him and they recruit him to go to their school and he could get a scholarship. So that could be on the good side.
That's a stretch.
What are you saying? My son's not good at soccer?
He's not that good?
No, that I've recruited. Recruiter would be watching the show.
You're right. I'm gonna call them today and just get some more details, but I'm about 85% no on it. And I should probably run it by him.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
It's the Burt Show.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.